You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
So I know we like to start these things off with a really terrible joke, so here's my attempt at this. I can't wait to figure out whether you guys like this movie or not. How's that? Well, how's that? That's good? Good?
Yeah.
Damn, Justin, your Shaq impression's getting great.
Tip your waitresses. Tip your waitresses. So hey, yeah, it's Shaq. We're here. I'm here with Mr. Bradley.
Hello.
Doggett.
This is, in fact, Doggett.
And Max?
What's up, Ben?
And yeah, we're here talking about Weathering with You, the brand new movie from the same guys that made Your Name, the same studio. I don't know what the studio's name is off the top, if you guys can help me out with that for a second.
No, I have no idea. It's usually studio, the same
Your
studio.
Name guy.
Studio, right. Studio Your Name, the boys there who made Your Name.
Wait, this wasn't a Patreon movie?
What?
Let's go slip by that. But no, it's by written and directed by Makoto Shinkai, who also did, yeah, as I mentioned, Your Name, which I don't know if you guys saw, but that movie's incredible.
Now, Your Name might be one of my favorites of the decade. Definitely my favorite animated film of the decade.
Was that any
good?
Yeah,
I saw it.
I love that movie.
So good. So good.
The only problem I had with it, like, no spoilers, but, like, some of it didn't really make any sense.
Well, that's because love doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of the overarching message with this and, like, with Your Name and Weathering with You. Yeah, some things are kind of going to be a little bit preposterous, but, hey, it's all for love, so just kind of go.
The same thing happened with this dude that did the direct of this, like, I think a year or two ago. He also made a movie called, like, Fireworks, but he produced it. He didn't actually direct it. And that also kind of had the same, like, ambiguous kind of relationship thing going on.
Man, well, I think his first production was something called Voices from a Distant Star. I believe that was Makoto Shinkai, if that's how you pronounce his name. And that also was very much, isn't love great, but also had very heavy themes of tragedy in it.
Yeah, I guess he did make that. I saw that in high school, and like right before I graduated, 2009. And I remember that movie was like, it was really beautiful,
it
but that shit also made no sense.
Yeah,
but
so I'll try and make sense. There's a trend going on here. But just to kind of recap a little bit for those who don't know. So Weathering With You follows this boy named Hodaka Morishima, who lives on an island and essentially ran away to go live in, like, Tokyo, and just trying to live on his own, even though he's, like, 16. And obviously they won't let him work for shit because that's kind of, like, labor laws and all that. But one day he's sulking in this McDonald's, which is, like, the most absurdly detailed McDonald's I've ever seen.
You're referring to the most relatable part of the movie.
Honest to God, this man is, like, broke as hell. But, he ends up just by chance or fate, ends up encountering this girl named Hina. And she has a special ability that she can control the weather. And you would think that's kind of stupid, but this whole movie is essentially set in Tokyo while there's constant rain going around, and she has, like, this special ability to, like, bring the sunshine out. And that sounds corny, but trust me, it's better in the actual movie. It makes more sense. And the two of them kind of develop a friendship, which could potentially turn into a relationship, but at the same time, they kind of got to deal with, like, this whole ability that she has. It might take a bigger toll on her than they both realize. So off the bat, like, I'm gonna say, this movie's gorgeous as fuck. Like, animation in this, just like in Your Name, is just beautiful.
And it looks
pretty film.
Yeah, it looks.
You guys
hand-drawn
watched it through a screener,
too.
Right?
But that's impossible for it to be hand drawn, right? Like, how did they put this together? Do you think?
There's no I could see the characters, but, like, they do use a lot of, like, CG stuff just for, like, camera angles and stuff like that, just to give, like, the environments, make them seem more, like, real, quote-unquote.
Yeah, and live
but,
in,
like, yeah,
sure.
If this is hand-drawn, this is beautiful shit.
Yeah, there's a character.
Normally, Oh, sorry.
No, I'll let you go next. But there's a character who breaks the ice in an ice tray to make drinks. And it's gorgeous and detailed. And the ridiculous amount of detail that goes into everything, even simple day-to-day things like that, is so over the top. I'd imagine if you're on some kind of drug, this would be quite the trip.
Now, you guys are seeing a lot of detail. What I'm seeing is a lot of padding. A lot of padding.
In the animation?
Yes, like, a little bit, kinda. Like, I don't need to see ice crushing.
You don't to see it, but it's something that happens in your day-to-day life.
But there's never mind. You guys continue your jerk-off fest.
But listen. Tell me you ain't never seen a Big Mac look that good in your life.
Yeah, they always look good. Life,
no, they don't. They look like shit.
The entire setting of this movie.
Garbage.
The entire setting of this movie is your every anime. I don't need an explanation for why this kid has no parents. That's every kid in an anime. He lives
by himself.
There's
no explanation for that.
That's every kid in an anime. There's nothing special about this.
Okay, well, this kid
is regular as hell.
Jeez.
Normally, like, CGI in anime.
Hold on. Max, go ahead.
Sorry,
normally CGI in anime like annoys the shit out of me because it looks terrible. But I was actually like the CGI in this shit did not bother me too much. But I did like how they used like actual McDonald's, and they had like a bottle of like Maker's Mark on the dude's table. And they actually used real like properties instead of just like a no name Coca-Cola or something random.
Mm-hmm. Instead of just soda, it's like question how good that thing is.
Soda with a smiley face with cat ears.
Mm.
But yeah, you guys watched it on a screener, right?
Actually, the first time I saw it was at TIFF. I saw it in the theater the first time. This is just like kind of like a refresher.
Seeing it in theaters was like, the animation was amazing.
Honestly, God, yeah. Now, Doggett, I know you want to say some shit, so you can start off for now.
Well, I was just going to mention how they introduced one of the major female characters was, oh, look, it's an unconscious woman, just like every other anime. And how are we going to choose this character? Oh, it's going to be from this guy's point of view, kind of, but it's still giving her an ass shot at the same time. Basic anime.
Wait a second.
This dude...
Every other anime, he would have barged in, got a nosebleed, and then accidentally fell into her chest. He was just creeping a little bit. He didn't do any of the typical anime stuff.
little progress.
Yes.
There were a couple of parts that reminded me of Evangelion. Like, he really seemed like Shinji a lot of the time when it was shit he was doing.
This is like an unlikable Shinji.
Shinji's already unlikable.
Nah, yeah, Shinji's an unlikable Shinji.
Shinji goes through a lot of rough shit, you know, up until that one movie. Yeah. But let's forget about that.
Definitely.
Back to this movie.
Yes, back to it. I gotta say, I genuinely like all these characters. Like, there's not really a single one that I was like, I don't buy that person, or I don't really, like, dislike that person. So, like, I thought, as regular as Hodaka is, I liked him a lot. Hina was great. Even just, like, the side character. So, like, Hina's brother, who's, like, a 12-year-old pimp, basically. Like, this man got hoes on hoes.
I thought he was gonna stack his... I thought he was gonna jack his main girl.
Honestly.
They're all the same house together. Like, oh, I see the scenario, man. I'm sorry.
But no, that kid was cracking me up. And then even like the like publisher kind of like almost kind of drunk uncle father figure that you get that Hodaka meets on the boat, but and then ends up working for him over the course of the movie. I thought he was great. And his like coworker who you first think is like this kind of character. And they're like, no, it's a completely... Like, the relationship is very different. All these characters I did like a lot.
I don't think there's anybody I didn't like.
Yeah, I liked his, we'll call it the drunk uncle character very much, because his story actually was the most relatable to people I know in my own life. And just the way he would always touch the ring on his hand. How do you not like this detail? That ring was gorgeous. It obviously meant something to the overarching plot, well, at least his plot. I mean, do you just have, like, a cold heart, Doggett, or what's going on here?
No,
do you hate
it's
love?
Just, with anime, I have a short fuse of anime. I was a kid who consumed anime at a very young age. What's it called? It may have destroyed some personality traits I could have valued later on in life. But, so, growing up, I've kind of grown to disdain anime. In fact, I have a rule that's just turned into a general rule, really. 85% of anime is trash. And there's a very high bar that's actually not that high to pass that an anime has to do for me to enjoy it.
Sure.
And this one cleared it. It was fine. But that's all it was for me is This was a really good, enjoyable thing. I couldn't show this to just regular people.
Really? Oh, I thought this was the most accessible in terms of an American story.
I don't think it's as accessible. Like, I'm going to keep going back to it because it's very similar to Your Name. Because I think the body switch aspect of it, because it's such a regular, like, we're used to that kind of, like, trope in just, like, movies in general, like Hollywood movies and shit. Yeah. This one, because it is kind of more over the top and more ridiculous, and it's like, hey, this girl has the ability to just, like, kind of bring the sun out. That's already kind of like that's a little weird, but all right. Your Name has the more accessible factor to it, as compared to this, at least.
In terms of genre filmmaking, that sort of thing. Okay. Well, with this, I felt a lot of Western audiences, which I'll use that term, I guess, could relate to love is great, and your love matters more than anything else in the world. Like, that was a pretty heavy theme in this, don't you think? And lots of people relate to that, especially teenagers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think if they just went ahead and made the girl storm, I would have liked this more.
Well, that's what I thought was funny.
Max, you haven't said anything. Were there any thoughts you want to bring out or something?
Yeah, I was just I'm just thinking. I did like the movie a lot. The only really issue I had with it is it felt like it was like 4 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
It felt incredibly long. Like the first like 20 minutes, absolutely nothing happened, and there was like a point in the story where I finally started. Like I was like, oh, the movie's starting now, and. And I definitely agree with, like, I don't know how accessible it is because it's got the whole, like, Japanese mythology type of thing. Like, at first you think they're just kind of joking about her being able to change the weather, being a weather girl or whatever, a sunshine girl. And then the more it goes on, it's like, oh, this universe is just totally, like, fantasy now.
Yeah, they barely explain, like, the ability thing. Like, they do to an extent. But then there's so much weirder shit that happens. Like, there's fish that are made entirely out of water. They're like, that doesn't really, like, what does that mean? And they never explain it. You're just like, all right, yeah. I guess.
Well, it's pretty.
We gotta ask the question on Yahoo Japan.
Yeah. Well, that's where, I think it works. I don't know. Like, they set up an app. There's a sunshine girl here. Do you need a sunny day? Give us money and we'll go to you. Now, a younger me would think, that's dumb, that's ridiculous, that could never happen. But older me realizes that there's people that sell their bathwater for millions of dollars through an app. So it just seemed pretty possible and in relation to the youth of the day, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Whether it's accessible or not, I'm sure that doesn't really matter in the long run, but. Yeah.
I will say if there's anything that there's two things that bothered me. One of them I brought up before, like when I talked about this on the infestation thing with Justin. The first thing that bothered me, which is like not that, was I think they kind of forced a conflict of with the whole thing with the police. Because guns are outlawed and at one point like Hodaka comes across a gun and he fires it. And so that whole subplot... they only ever bring it up and like, oh right, that's a thing that's still over this. You think they would kind of resolve it, but it's just kind of like in the background and you don't. It's kind of unnecessary.
I'll give it this much. This is the first time a gun has felt powerful to me in an anime. I'll give it that much.
I don't know. That's true. Spike Spiegel with a gun is pretty powerful.
Yeah, but there's something about this child holding like a handgun is like okay, it's scary. This is supposed to mean something, and I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm. No, and I agree with that too. It seems like it's from a totally different movie, though.
Yeah.
But also, the police chief or whatever having that like '70s like the coif hair or whatever.
Hodaka cannot run for shit. There's like six times he gets like just tackled, and you're like, "Yo, you're trash at this." And the other thing that bothered me is, again, I won't mention it because it is a very heavy spoiler, but something happens in the third act that. I was swept up in the emotion of the movie, but that was one of those things that I looked at and was like, yo, that's fucking stupid.
I think I have a feeling I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Like, I know we'll probably talk about this after, we do our final thoughts and we, like, stop recording and stuff. But, yeah, it's a grand gesture because, like, it's expected in these, like, movies in like these romantic fantasies and stuff like that. But then you see like the consequences of that action and you're like, oh, that's, oh no.
Did it
take anyone else out, at least for a brief moment?
Well, for me, I thought, wow, that was a really, another really beautiful story from this man who is such a, I'd say, top of his craft in expressing love and the themes of love, all of them, the good and the bad. How beautiful. But then when the movie goes 20 minutes further, I feel, nah, I don't feel this at all. I think that's kind of messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, my favorite part of the movie was, like, the first and second ending. After, like, the third and fourth ending, I'm like, okay, this is going too long.
You can count every music montage as ending credits, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you were saying in the chat that it felt like the first, like, three episodes of an anime.
It feels
series,
like the first
right?
eight episodes of an anime. This is a two-hour movie, almost.
Yeah, I think that was the problem. Like, his cuts just went to black too long, and then it was like, okay, the next episode's starting.
Were you guys feeling the music video entries at all?
Yes.
I dug them a lot, honestly.
Some of them were good.
Yeah, because you're a softy, Shaq.
Bitch.
I love like some of the
you
like near the end.
How soft I am.
You're a little teddy bear, man.
Some of it, like all the music video songs kind of sounded the same except like for the last few.
I feel like one of them they just used literally multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one I really liked that had, like, I don't know how to describe it without spoiling, so it's just, like, it was a song with, like, multiple kind of singers singing the same thing, I guess, when they were doing something in the sky. I really liked that song.
Oh, and
song
they were kind of harmonizing, but also providing backup to the harmonies.
Yeah, that was by far, like, the coolest song.
No, I agree with you. Could you imagine this in English?
Yo.
Probably, yeah.
It'd be all like...
Oh, dude, the weird thing... I was looking up the trailer for, like, the dub. Apparently, Alison Brie plays Hina.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, you should ask for the dub. Jesus Christ.
She's good. She's a good voice actress with really good comedic timing. I know there's
some controversy. Who does the boy? Jason Sudeikis?
I thought you were going to say Jason Statham. Yeah, I'll see if I can figure out the cast real quick.
But yes, so did you guys have any, besides Shaq, does anybody else have any problems with this movie?
Yeah.
No, not at, well, again, I want to emphasize the situation with the gun. That actually reminded me a lot of this dark noir story called The Gun by Fuminori Nakamura. I'd recommend everybody read it. It's a horror story, and it's very similar to this film. So that kind of messed with my head a bit. Like, is this boy going to end up blowing someone's brains out because he found a gun and he feels like he's a big shot? Like, what is going on with this in my love story? So that's really the only... And that's not a spoiler for The Gun either. You know, I'd still recommend everyone read that. But yeah, that and the ending, as Max pointed out, were the only things that really bothered me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Doggy, it seemed like you had like more issues than I guess the rest of us.
No, I said it before, this cleared my basic rules for like what a good anime thing is. It's good. I like it. It's pretty chill. It's what I would describe as one of those lazy Sunday movies, but it's just not one of my lazy Sunday movies.
One of those like Quentin Tarantino anime movies without the Quentin Tarantino ending?
A little bit.
Without the murders and the blood and the guts.
Yeah.
I don't need all that to happen. This is just felt regular. It looked pretty. It looked amazing. None of the characters were bad.
Well, after your experience with this movie, because it's so beautiful, it is an experience, of course.
You know, I think we'll kind of turn this into like a final thoughts thing. So yeah, Doggy, you can go first. Since you're already on there.
Well, this is a 6 out of 10 of anime ending sequences that I guess are supposed to be a time lapse of some kind. I'm not sure what they were for.
All
6
right.
out of 10.
Okay, gotcha. Max.
Yeah, just real quick, by the way, apparently Alison Brie was Natsumi, not Hina, but Natsumi was the assistant of that
Ooh, they got Al's niece.
Yeah, his niece.
And then the police chief was Riz Ahmed.
What the fuck?
Those are the only two names that were of any consequence. I don't recognize any of these other people.
Why didn't they get the dub?
Yeah, they should have sent both. But yeah, anyway, like I said, I liked it a lot. I thought the first 20 minutes nothing happened, and then the movie felt like 4 hours just because of all the different endings it had. I thought the last half an hour, I mean, the last half an hour before like the final ending, I really liked a lot. So I think overall, I'd give it like an 8.5 out of 10 days or it won't stop raining ever.
Bradley.
Yeah, very cool. I enjoyed this. It definitely doesn't compare to Your Name in grand scope and even themes, really. You know, I enjoy a love story, even the really bad ones that go straight to Netflix and are popular for 2 weeks. This particular story did have a lot of problems. I think ideally what it says, like when you love someone, love them and damn the consequences, damn the world around you. And, you know, when it rains, it pours, and that's okay. Stand in the rain with the people you love and stand with them in sunshine. It's beautiful. But literally, that didn't really work for me. It's
because that's bad advice. Stand in the rain? That's basic, like, science. Don't do that.
Standing and making out in the rain made The Notebook, you know, timeless. So don't be crapping on that theme. I enjoy that theme.
Anyone who's actually made out in the rain knows that's
no,
awful.
Of course they know that. It's horrible. Anybody who's kissed someone upside down in a Spider-Gwen costume or Spider-Man costume knows that's horrible and not enjoyable in the slightest. That's not the point. But the point is, love is great. That's not really as deep as the themes that he's expressed in Voices from a Distant Star, which I believe he did write and direct, or Your Name. And a film shouldn't have to live up to a guy's magnum opus every time, so I kind of cut it some slack there. Absolutely love the visuals. I'm giving it 7 sunshine apps on 10 phones.
All right.
Okay, 7 to 10.
Yeah, so I'm just going to kind of like mimic a little bit of what Brad said, because it is, get off the bat, it's nowhere near as good as Your Name. That being said, I do think it's still very enjoyable. Again, all the characters are great. I did get kind of swept up in, like, usually I'm not even a romance person, but like just the sweeping feelings and the fucking monologues, I kind of got swept up in it. But yeah, that third act, when that shit happens, I was like, oh. It took me out in the sense of like being a bystander watching this happen. We'd be like, no, that's, you fucked all of us doing this. I'll give this 7.5 out of 10, 7 fried rice with the egg in the middle out of 10. Because, this movie delicious. Made me hungrier than ever.
You goddamn liar. You love that lovey-dovey shit.
I don't. I actually don't. It just only worked in the context of an anime, maybe. But
you
said
your favorite love story was Romeo and Juliet.
Hell fucking no. I'm a poison you and shoot you just to make sure of it.
Yeah, I'd say 9 out of 10 guys or 9 out of 10 women would be in a Romeo and Juliet relationship and be like, you know, at the tomb, that's the end of that situation, and walk off, you know? Oh, yeah, and sure. I wouldn't blame them for it, you know? Take it poison.
Did you drink that poison, Bradley?
No, I have too much responsibilities to the other people in my family.
Listen,
yeah.
This man got 8, it's like Romeo and Juliet, if they had 8 kids, they wouldn't fucking do the shit they did.